prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 8 June 2020. We have a lineup this week, powerful lineup. In a few minutes, we're going to bring up Deborah Travis, and as always, she's loaded for bear, folks. And I suggest that you get a tape recorder and record this program, or get a copy of it, share it with your friends. I would suggest you do that. I really would. Tomorrow night, we're going to talk to Pastor Everett Ramsey. If you don't know who he is, you'll know it tomorrow night. This man is a spitfire. He's out on the front lines sharing things people don't want to hear normally. And then Wednesday night, we're going to have Dr. Judy Makovitz on with us. If you watch anything at all on our teachings and Bible studies or anything on the YouTube, you know who Dr. Judy Makovitz is. You don't want to miss that. Before we go to our guest, though, don't forget that we're on the air tonight on shortwave because Melody Seastrom pays for the shortwave on 6115. I sure do appreciate doing that, and hope you all do, too. By the way, this program is rebroadcast at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern on 3215. So if something you don't hear 6115 too well, wait till 11 o'clock Eastern, go to 3215 and try it again. We should be there, all right? But Melody has been so good to us for so long in this ministry. Please call her and tell her you appreciate it at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And folks, I'm telling you this again. I've said it, I know, at least 100 times, 200 times, 500 times. I don't know. Prepare for what's coming, and I think it's coming in the next 2 or 3 months. That's my opinion. Maybe off a little bit, but folks, I hope you're preparing for what's coming. I really do. We'll discuss that more in a few minutes. We're still offering the vaccine paperwork. They're going to come to give you a vaccine. It's coming. They're going to come and try to forcibly give you a vaccine. We're offering you some paperwork that you can hand them that will explain to them very precisely why you don't want a vaccine, why you can't take a vaccine. I also have a form that you're going to ask them to sign before they give it to you in case something goes wrong. They'll be personally accountable for it. Of course, they won't do that. But these papers are available to you, folks, just for paying postage. $3 or $4 will get them to you. That's all we're asking, just helps pay for expenses. You can make copies of this, give them to your friends, and I hope you do, because these will give them a list of reasons why you refuse to take the vaccine. They're valid reasons. And if you want a copy of them, just let us know here. And, of course, we're still offering backyard medicine. Oh, my goodness, folks. If you don't have that book in your library, please, please, for your own sake, get that book. Backyard Medicine, full-collar book on what's available that you can eat around your own properties. I don't care what part of the country you're in. This book covers all parts of the United States. You can eat a lot of things in your own backyard or down the road in the neighborhood, or if you live out in the country like I do, you'll find things that you didn't know were edible. And a lot of them can be used literally for medicine. This book gives you great detail on how to prepare them to eat and for medicines. Backyard Medicine, $18.95 delivered. If you buy two or more, it's $15.95, and that does include shipping. And I hope that you'll take advantage of that. Of course, we're still offering Grand Design Exposed. Folks, the future of America was pre-planned before we even become a nation, a lot of it. Now, they didn't see a lot of things we've seen now because the technology wasn't there back in the 17, 1800s, but it is now. This book will show you some of the ones behind it and why they're doing it. It's $12.95 delivered to your door. We also, of course, still have the REM Sleep, a product that I use constantly, and I love it. All natural sleep aid. It doesn't make you sleep. It lets you sleep. And if you have, and I know a lot of people that are stressed. I do. I know them. I mean, they get stressed out sometimes to the point that they're irritable even. They get stressed out. And with the news we share sometimes, I can understand that. I really can. But the same maker that made REM Sleep makes a product called Tranquil. And I guarantee you, folks, those will help your body unwind, not in a drug way, but a natural way, give you things that should help you fight the tension in this world. And we have all these things here and a lot more. You can call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448 or 800-777-4403. We're here. We'd love to hear from you. Now let's bring our guest up, then I want to share a couple of things with you, then we'll go right to our guest, because Deborah Tavares really doesn't need any introduction, I don't think. Everybody heard this program, knows who she is. But Deborah, how are you doing this evening?
Well, I am happy that you're talking about REM sleep and the necessary aspects of getting more rest and sleep, because we are all under stress, and I am
as
well. And I do utilize some of those types of products to help me calm down, because what you're going to hear me say right now had me up last night. So I want to, of course, share what we have discovered. But before I do, I want to just underscore the fact that our country is a corporation, and it exists in name only. And that's a fact that sadly escapes most people. And it was when I discovered that, my team discovered that, along with a group that we were working with for many years. And I would say that foundationally, without this understanding, you will find it hard to continue to believe that we are the enemy on a battlefield that is being set up to kill us. And I make no soft bones about that. We are being destroyed. We are being murdered. So let's talk about this for a moment, because it's important to note that the Founding Fathers' business plan was the Constitution. And think about that for a moment. It was a business plan. And George Washington initiated a legacy of military dictatorships called the American presidency. How did he do that? Well, President Washington's military government was intentionally hidden in plain sight, which is evidenced by the military terms utilized to describe those designated offices. For example, commander-in-chief, attorney general, Auditor General, Secretary General, Postmaster General, Surgeon General, and I could go on. But it's important to understand, again, we exist today in name only, and the federal and state governments are not real. And again, they are all privately owned corporations called governments. In fact, the judges are privately employed administrators called judges, and the law is nothing more than corporate regulations called statutes. That's why what occurs in this country runs through executive orders, and the executive orders are prescribed by the international bankers and the IMF, and certainly the three capitals of the world, which is the Vatican and the one square mile in London of the bankers and Rothschild, and then Washington, D.C., which is the military arm. So all laws are created by these government corporations, and they are private corporate regulations called public law, statutes, codes, and ordinances. And you'll hear those in your local towns, statutes, codes, and ordinances to conceal their true nature. And people have been indoctrinated, of course, through expert programming, conditioning, prejudice, and patriotism to treat information like this as ridiculous and absurd. And so the lie rolls on. And I quote often some of the information that Ohio Representative James A. Traficant submitted in Congressional Record before he died mysteriously. Well, not mysteriously, but he died in a tractor accident in his barn. But he talks about the bankruptcy of the United States and how we were bankrupt then and how our gold was taken and back in 1933. Now, I want to say this. All your mayors meet up, and they have a 2020 vision of America, and it's a call to action under all sustainable development agendas. All the mayors in all American cities represent over 85% of the U.S. population. Did you know that? And the cities they recognize as the center of U.S. populations, they're home to more jobs and more creation of jobs. They're home to the highest share of personal income. And mayors are inserted to guide the cities and all policies to enact sustainable development goals. Now, sustainable development goals are social justice for all. In other words, there is no haves, there will be no have-nots. We will all be taken down to the same controlled level of prosperity and use of resources. It includes reducing resource consumption, such as water, petroleum, electricity, gas, to provide only what is necessary for vital human needs. And consumption beyond vital human needs is considered immoral. This plan also includes a huge percentage dedicated for human depopulation and that we must be killed off. So we can see that. We understand what is happening. I'm going to tell you this right now, and then I'm getting into a document and a warning because the document is about the COVID and the process of rolling the implementation of designing how they will implement the COVID testing throughout the United States and the world. But I want to first shout out this alert. I am going to read it to you. It's the U.S. Government of Defense. It was a release back on May the 28th of 2020. The Department of Defense and the U.S. Air Force Warfare Center to build a 5G network. It's a mobile cellular towers, 5G cellular network, and it's going to incorporate human-machine interfaces, which go beyond the simple graphic user. The interfaces will include audio, gestures, augmented reality devices that will stimulate touch and motion. Remember, we are the enemy, and this is being implemented right now. Right now, it's a test prototype software at Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada. So this is what we have in store. And at some point, Pastor Butch, in a future show, I would like to start going over the NASA war plan that I have discussed on programs years ago, and it needs to come back. But I want to go into this so that everybody hears this loud and clear, and please understand we're a corporate structure, and understand that the CDC is also a private for-profit corporation doing business. And so is the local state public health institutions in your states everywhere, where you have your public health officers saying when you can or can't reopen for business. And remember, they've shut the country down and the world through public health institutions that are also private for-profit corporations doing business. And the medical records are shared with the state and the public health departments. And they, again, are for-profit corporations listed on Dun and Bradstreet. They're doing business. They receive monetary compensation from the Center of Disease Control, again, who is also a private for-profit corporation, making their monies on vaccines. Therefore, state public health departments' recommendations and actions are influenced by the fiscal health of their corporations based on vaccinations. I just came across this, and I was a bit stunned, and you will be as well. But it's important to note one of the reasons why, as American citizens, the majority of people have become so docile. And certainly we have been poisoned from the air, water, food supply, the chemtrailing, all the vaccinations, but the fluoride as well. And I found out that the EPA and the U.S. which is the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and the U.S. Public Health Service, for 70 years ago, was putting fluoride in the water supply, supporting the poisoning, the neurotoxins of fluoride in the water supply, which has affected over 200 million Americans who are on public water systems. And there is a lawsuit right now, and again, I read to you that the judges are part of the corporate structure, so there is a lawsuit now going forward. We'll see how this goes. For 70 years of being fluoridated, we can only imagine that, again, we're a fallen nation. We're being run by satanic psychopaths and demonic people. So we're going to watch this fluoride lawsuit. I can only tell you that we have all been fluoridated, many of us. You can find out if your water has been fluoridated. So that's what your public health departments have done to you, and what they are now doing for us is closing down our country. They've closed down many small businesses, which is the plan. They're eliminating the small businesses. They took away 100% of the floor space for many restaurants and other operations, and giving them back based on loosening up, they say now, about 20 to 25% of their floor space. And restaurants are hopefully hanging on, believing that the COVID will pass. It will not pass. They are planning another episode of COVID, a reinfection in the fall, and they talk about this.
I want to say something here too, if you don't mind, Deborah, to confirm that I cannot, will not give out the source. This is say it come from a call from overseas. They just confirm what you just said, and they said the next one will probably be a really serious virus coming up the next sometime, probably in like August, September time. So folks, this is only the beginning. Believe me, she's telling you the truth. I don't think the gentleman would call and waste our time just to, from far away as the person called to share with us information. And that's not always shared. But yes, it's coming back around in a few months. Get ready because here it comes. Go ahead, Deborah.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I will be posting on StopTheCrime.net on our YouTube video channel. Again, please subscribe to the channel and tap the bell notification so that you get the items that we post. Likely today, a video will go up. It's an interview with Dr. Lorraine Day. I would certainly ask every single one of you to listen to this interview. It is absolutely essential to understand what COVID is and what it is not. It is not what we're being told. So this is a very important interview. Again, StopTheCrime.net, the YouTube video channel, and you can watch this video. I don't know if it's up yet because my internet is down. Sorry about that. But going back to a document, it is called the National COVID-19 Testing Action Plan. It's a pragmatic steps to reopen our workplaces and our communities. And this is by the Rockefeller Foundation. This was released on Tuesday, April the 21st of 2020. It is 27 pages, and I do have it posted on StopTheCrime.net under Hot Radio Show Topics. I want to flip through some of the aspects of this plan so that you will understand that America is being redesigned. All our legacy systems of medicine are being changed. No more will you be going to the doctors. You will be having telemedicine. That is what many of you are now already experiencing. If you're over the age of 55, likely you will not be given treatment. In fact, what I found interesting when we traveled to Russia is that at the age of 55, people were no longer allowed to work, and they received a small amount of money from the Russian government, not enough money to live on their own. So they had to move in with families, and that puts a burden on hardworking younger families as well. And when I was researching the ghost cities, large cities that they were building in China, and where they were going with military force out to the farmlands and rounding up the farmers by gunpoint and forcing them into the ghost cities, I also learned that anyone over 55, I believe that was the age as well, was not allowed to work, and they were dependent as well on their family members. We're coming into that same date here, or the same age here in the United States. So this COVID document is appalling. It's very unsettling, to say the absolute least, but it talks about how they're going to implement different agencies and enlist about 300,000 people, that they will pay $40,000 a year plus health care and other benefits to walk around in your communities door to door for COVID testing. You will be the goal is to have a COVID test once a week so that they can track whether you are able to get a certificate to go to work. And they're claiming that with all of the COVID testing, we have to fast track all of the equipment that is necessary. And the president calls it warp speed. And what this is implementing the House Resolution Bill 6666 that many of you may have heard about. And it is a bill talking about, and it is the Tracing Act. So this is how they're going to implement it, again, by hiring massive amounts of people, enormous amounts of money. And they talk about in this document that that shuttered schools have put millions of children at risk of going hungry. They've closed businesses and have left more than 20 million workers. This, of course, was dated back in April, so those figures are much higher. 40,000 people, as I last recall, was the number of unemployed in the country right now. And while locking down our economy is crucial for saving lives now, it has tremendous consequences for the poorest among us, as people are now drinking more alcohol, and the low-income Americans are disproportionately losing livelihoods and lives in the face.
I want to say one thing to you also, Deborah. I think you said 40,000. I think you meant 40 million unemployed.
I did. Thank you for correcting me.
You're
I
welcome.
Did.
That's
I meant
right.
40 million okay. jobs lost. Thank you ever so much. But I want to say the increased risks now of drug abuse, of spousal abuse within families, abuse of children. We have doubled in our Sonoma County area the number of suicides when they benchmark it between now and this time last year. Doubled the amount of suicides. So we have, and it's all because they're saying we have inadequate amounts of protective gear and COVID testing, and we need an exit plan. So this is how they're going to sell all of you accepting and also taking jobs as COVID testers. This is going to be a massive job opportunity for many people who will do it. This is a Stasi program, spying in your neighborhoods, on your neighbors, forcing testing, and keeping people quarantined at home. In fact, you can be quarantined week after week after week if the false testing, false positives come back on the COVID test, because there isn't COVID as we're being told. So again, understand this is a fear operation to close down the economy and bring in a ruthless dictatorship, a totalitarian government. Make absolutely no mistake. They talk about in this document that they will have an emergency network for COVID-19 testing to coordinate and underwrite the testing market, private-public testing and technologies, and they will accelerate the national initiative to rapidly expand and optimize the U.S. universities, local lab capabilities, and the plan also includes launching a COVID community healthcare core. So every American can easily be tested with contact tracing and testing data and a digital platform to track COVID-19 as it moves through, and resources and effective treatment protocols across the states. They go on to talk about how all the HIPAA laws will need to be abolished. Those are the privacy, health, and medical HIPAA laws that protect your information from going out. They're saying that the United States now must adopt an open data sourcing for public consumption and eliminate all legacy laws that protected us from being held to public scrutiny over our health. They talk about indirect effects of COVID are still being counted. They tell us that the Great Recession of 2008 killed people in the thousands by disrupting health care for mothers, children, and those with chronic illnesses, and increasing a host of deadly mental and social conditions, again, like alcoholism, depression, and domestic abuse. They go on to say that reopening the economy will be most successful if we move decisively to both increase testing capacity and deploy testing supplies. And they're going to use corporate health agencies. This is a threat because they're saying in order to open the economy, they have to implement a COVID testing protocol where we will all be tested every 2 weeks. This is really a very diabolical plan. It's they call it launch a 1-3-30 plan to dramatically expand COVID testing. And they said it has several objectives, but the goal of the action plan is to build a state-led national program of COVID testing that supports reopening the economy. Again, there's the threat. Through the goals of workforce monitoring, early detection of recurrent outbreaks, and diagnostic and home testing. And this will be the largest public health testing program in American history. Success will depend on the active engagement of the government, business, philanthropic, and the public. So when they say philanthropic, they talk about the corporate structure that has genocide plans for us. And we know that the vaccine, or the injection, as it should be really called, is a injection that is going to have many, many nefarious consequences for those that through their jobs are going to be required to be injected. The goal of rapidly expanding the test capacity again to 300 million per week, and they talk about that they will convene a consensus group of national, state, business, and academic leaders. And here we're in.
Okay,
going
hang
into...
on through the break, Deborah. Hang on through the break. Right, we got to take a break. All right, folks, back to the break. Of course, we're not going to be taking phone calls tonight. She has too much to share, but if you want a copy of this, you let us know. We'll get a copy to you. You may make a copy yourself, but folks, this is important. Write this down. Get the people. Copy it off. Get everybody you can as soon as possible. Right after the break.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Humana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
In this COVID document that I'm discussing right now, the goal is to expand testing capacity to 30 million tests per week over the next 6 months, and remembering that this was released on April 21st of 2020. I also want to say on page 6, it says, whenever possible, incentives should be used to nudge the voluntary use of apps rather than to require apps. So they're talking about various types of new apps that will track you, and we'll go over that in a minute, such as digital technologies to improve workforce monitoring and digital health records and insurance. I can only say that the plans for us are diabolical. They go on to say that the COVID-19 pandemic caught the United States unprepared with inadequate emergency stockpiles of protective equipment, ventilators, and vital medicines. In addition, the country had, I want you to listen to this. In addition, the United States has little of the industrial capacity needed to manufacture vaccines, antibiotics, and other crucial supplies that will go wanting when international borders are closed. I hope you heard that, because we know that the borders will be closed, and that will likely include borders within your own states, within counties. You will need travel permits and COVID testing identification cards, just as what is already happening in South America when you travel, and in Russia and in Cuba. You need travel passes. So they talk about also they're talking about, because of the window of the calm unique in human history, the country's middle-aged leaders are the first generation ever whose parents did not face the bleak terror of polio outbreaks among their children's friends. They go on to say that the AIDS epidemic demonstrates why COVID-19's assault could be lengthy and lethal. Nearly 6 years passed between the identification of AIDS and the emergence of the first effective treatment, and no meaningful effective HIV vaccine is on the horizon, despite nearly 40 years of diligent scientific effort. Very important to note, they're going to keep us housebound and prisoners, which is the plan, shutting down the economy. Why the restaurants are being closed up is they will ultimately be turned into kitchens that will then make the food, as you're seeing many attempting to do now for takeout. But that food will be part of a food distribution through Amazon, and they will deliver to your homes, because you will no longer be allowed to drive from your homes to any other location. You will be sequestered into your homes. This is called solitary confinement. This is what is happening. And they go on to talk about that what's lost in the debate between saving lives and saving jobs. Do people not understand? Is that the shutdowns increase alcoholism, and again, we talked about that, and also contributes to higher death counts. So they're very much aware that what is occurring now based on the health officers in your town who are part of the corporate structure making money along with the CDC, they are not health advisors. They are for profit. Also, the contact tracing, it says until Americans feel they can return to work without risking their own family members' lives, the nation's economy will remain somewhere between comatose and morbid. Routine COVID-19 diagnostic test amplifications of acid sequences that are signature to the virus offer the best chance, short of a vaccine, to provide this kind of reassurance so that we are no longer afraid. And they go on to tell us how there will be task force and advisory groups and facilitators. This is all Delphi techniques. So when you hear about what I'm going to read you right now, understand this is a Delphi technique. This is how our country has been run for decades, decades, decades. It's a mind control, meeting control, certainly originated through the Tavistock industry and then through the RAND Corporation here in the United States and elsewhere worldwide. You will constantly hear the word consensus. When you do, you must associate that with meetings that are already outlined with the goals in place, and it is the appearance that there is public oversight and public contribution. There is not. So they go on to
okay,
say...
Okay, Deborah, by the way, Deborah, I'm back with you. Internet kicked off a minute, but I'm back with you. Go ahead.
Yes, we've been having internet problem. I want to throw this out right now. In the earlier Rockefeller document that we discussed, that is a three-part video YouTube on StopTheCrime.net, they talk about how communications will be severed. So part of what everyone needs to be doing is getting alternative communication devices. Certainly, ham radios for your immediate neighborhood and ham radio operators licenses and ham radios as well. The communication devices are going to certainly be limiting our ability to talk as well, just as social distancing is doing that. Now, I want to go further in this document because it really is so critical, but I'm looking at the time. I'm going to spend maybe 10 more minutes on this, Pastor Butch, because okay. Then I want to get into one of the most concerning and most immediate aspects of what we're concerned about. So certainly we are concerned about the Stasi setups of groups in your neighborhoods going around and providing COVID testing. They're going to, of course, as you've all noticed, drive through clinics and testing programs and how those all should be expanded. In fact, we were told that someone was driving down a road in Southern California and there was a choke point and they thought it was a DUI checkpoint, but it was actually a required COVID testing checkpoint. And they refused. They were asked to give their driver's license. Their driver's license was written down and they were told to turn around and go back the way they came, that they were no longer to go forward as they had intended. We also know that there are small tents and small little tiny huts where they're erecting those on vacant land and certainly forcing different types of quarantine. They're also have told us that dependent on the square footage of your home, if one member of your family has COVID test positive and you cannot isolate them within your home, that person will be taken off-site and isolated and put into quarantine. And how that's determined is the square footage of your home and whether you have a separate bathroom where literally someone can self-isolate still within the envelope of your house. So, for example, when both parents get COVID or should be tested positive, again, false testing, they can take the children. And already there is legislation in Oregon and other states that allow for foster placement of children. And this is stealing of the children. This is all part of literally child theft. And we're going to see more of that. And it says, refusing to test the most desperately ill will be difficult for family members and others to accept, but it is the right course. Now, what I just told you is it said, until effective tests become available, many family members who are desperately ill will be denied any testing or treatment, and that the family members will have to watch their loved ones die in isolation and alone. Now, we have been watching that already, where your loved ones go to the hospital. They're put on ventilators, which kill them anyway. So the ventilators are a death machine. Make no mistake about it. You don't go into the hospital with COVID. You go in with other morbidity issues, and the ventilators then, in fact, do kill you. They're horrific, and I'll go in more detail on a next program about what the ventilators do. But again, they've enacted the Defense Production Act, and it's called Warp Speed. So they're putting all forces of all government agencies towards implementing this this PSYOPs COVID takedown of our country while we all hide in our homes. Now, many of you also may have noticed a lot of road work. You may notice also a lot of bucket trucks doing things on cell towers and particularly around schools. Very important to understand, when and if your children are ever able to attend school again, there will be 5G hooked up and they will become sick. COVID is by and large a cover for the increased frequencies, not only just the 5G, but all your cell phones, the wireless smart meters, and all of the smart devices in your home. And certainly because everybody is now corralled in their homes and they're using different laptops that are wireless with Wi-Fi hotspots, and the kids are looking at the blue screens, and adults are as well, and you need to get the blue tech glasses to protect your eyes, because we have documents that talk about the anticipation of millions and millions of people that will have early onset eye disease. Again, the Department of Defense has told us all we need to have LED lights. They're poisonous, dangerous, because we have to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. That is what we are being told by this tyrannical, dangerous corporate agency that is running this country, that sadly many people still believe is a government. It is not. So let's talk further about this COVID, and then I want to talk about what I'm also most concerned about. They talk about how a human-centered approach to administering tests and contact tracing is labor-intensive but does not require special skills and training and protects privacy. That's not true, because they're asking in this document to eliminate the HIPAA laws. They talk about how there will be shoe leather, meaning boots on the ground, contact tracing, and new digital tools that can help target relevant populations for testing. They also spend quite a bit of time going over the various types of technology. They say that the skills needed for both test administration and contact tracing are not specialized, and training can be provided virtually through the CDC. Again, the CDC is a corporation behind the profits of vaccines, and their partner organizations, such as the National Network of STD Clinical Prevention Training Centers. So even, this just gets deeper by the moment, public health schools and companies, they will all work together. They go on to talk about at least, and I said this earlier, there will be at least $40,000 for wages and benefits per employee per year. The cost could range from $4 billion to $12 billion when training and administrative costs are included. Some privacy concerns must be set aside for an infectious agent virulence such as COVID. The loss of privacy engendered by such a system would come too high of a price if the arrival of a vaccine early next year was a certainty. But vaccine development and manufacture could take years, and when it comes to certain sick populations, and they will be excluded from receiving the testing for health reasons. An infectious status must be known for people to participate in many societal functions. Legislation protecting people from being fired over infection status must be passed. They go on to say that those screened must be given unique patient identification number that would link information about the patient's antibody and eventually vaccine status under a system that could easily handshake with other systems to speed the return of normal societal functions. So they're telling us we have to be surveilled, tracked, monitored, and COVID tested and vaccinated ultimately in order to get back to normal societal functions. That is misinformation. They are lying. We will never be going back to what was normal. We are now in a completely new contrived normal that Americans have never seen before. They go on to say that on March 9th, the Department of Health and Human Services released two long-awaited final rules that would prohibit information blocking in healthcare and advance more seamless exchange of healthcare data. And they go on to say, but publication in the Federal Register is necessary to activate the rules and has been inexplicitly delayed. This delay must end. So I will tell you all, many of us on StopTheCrime.net, our team, we find out what the rules and what the orders are for all of us by going on to the Federal Register and looking at the executive orders. That's where you find how things are really occurring. Now, I want to jump in. I could continue here, but you're getting the gist. We're going to be tracked and monitored from birth to death. We will be limited with the type of treatment that we get, and they talk about this. The reason for testing is this country's gravest test may arrive around Labor Day. Labor Day. So students pile into school buses and classrooms with the beginning of the next year's school. Children and teens are particularly viral vectors for COVID-19 since they are often asymptomatic, in other words, they're not showing any symptoms, and tend to be less careful than adults about social distancing. In other words, our kids are vectors. What really has happened when they pile into the schools, as they're saying here, will be that there will be 5G already deployed in the schools and during the stay-at-home orders for most, which all started back in mid-March. We are being vaxxed, EMF'd, and 5G'd. That is the bottom line here. And I'm going to jump over to something that is highly recommended right now. All of you will need to start thinking about this because we're getting in our electric bills notifications of power outages coming. And power outages are going to become more of a fact of life and certainly the reason many people will die. I have a video up. It's called Lights Out, More Power Shutdowns Planned. Only renewable energy allowed, tricked into microgrids. That was taken down by YouTube, but it's back up on StopTheCrime.net called Lights Out. And I want to go over what you should do most immediately and as soon as possible. I would recommend you tape all of your light switches so that you can't flip them on and have a power outage party. Have a piece of notepad and write down for 2 days what you need when the lights are out and make a very detailed list because you will need what you will require when you have no electricity, because there is a plan to cut off power in various parts of the country. That has been occurring for a very long time, and we just haven't noticed it because many people have not been affected. But their excuse for the power shutdowns are the intentional assaults of weather weapons. We are now being intentionally targeted with weather weapons. If different parts of the country are not following the lockstep requirements, if there's too many people out of line, they will be attacked by weather weapons. We have looked at documents years ago that show that individual homes can also be targeted by weather weapons with little microgrids that they create. I know this sounds insane. It absolutely is. But in my bill that I just received right now from Pacific Gas and Electric, who is Rothschild, Rothschild runs the entire electric grid in the United States and worldwide, and they're also involved in the augmentation of fluoridation into your municipal water supplies as well. This is a corporate death sentence for all of us. But they say in this handout, high risk of wildfires where our customers live and work. More than 50% of the area here in Northern California where our customers live are high risk for wildfires. And they go on to tell us any spark can lead to a major wildfire. They said this morning on our local radio that Pacific Gas and Electric told our state senator last week that they anticipate having 33% less outages. 33%, 33 is an Illuminati, wink, wink. They are causing the outages. They are creating the weather weapons that are destroying our neighborhoods, our homes, and also personally targeting people. So have a power outage party. Start to harden up and get the generators and the items that you need when your power goes out and your refrigerators don't work. I will tell you, when our power went out on numerous occasions here in 2019 of October, November, one of the things that I personally experienced was extreme cold. And I learned that there was a interior propane heater, and I never knew that you could use propane in your home. But it's called, I think, a Little Buddy propane heater, and it will heat small spaces. You can probably find that online. I think it would be important to consider the temperatures in your area and be prepared to have propane available if that's the direction you go for heating. Also, again, I can't emphasize the fact that the truth is that most Americans are unaware that the power grid is aging and is very vulnerable. And few know the real story of how the grid is going to be used to hold our country hostage in the not-too-distant future. And I've been talking about that for a long time. There have been many experts that have gone to their presumed leadership in Washington, D.C. Again, it's a corporation. We are being set up for a fall with lights out, weather weapons blazing, and EMFs frying. So I know this sounds terrible. It is. But I am trying to give you suggestions on what you can do to survive for a few days or weeks without electricity, have that party, that power outage party. And we'll talk further, Pastor Butch, on further shows about the power grid and what is planned in more detail. But it's important to understand that there are dangerous terrorist attacks planned on the grid, and the terrorists are sitting in Washington, D.C. And sadly, they're also sitting in all of your communities that are corporations, and all of your city councils, your county board of supervisors, all of the agencies. Now, I don't mean all the people that you think are elected are pulling these kinds of death strings on us, but they work for the corporate structure. And I have been behind closed doors personally, listening to how some of my local elected county board of supervisors talk when the public, by and large, is not there. And I have heard things being said that were absolutely traumatizing to me. And so I can only say that for those of you that can, you need to be thinking about getting off the grid as best possible, because those of you that are able to survive without different resources that you are hooked up to right now, you will stand a better chance with what is coming. And we're supposed to occupy, we are supposed to survive. We're supposed to help one another get through this as best possible and get closer to the Lord as we work our way into the evil that is beyond most people's understanding. And we're going to have, as I say, many, many more power outages, which cause massive disruptions. I've been reading documents that the military, the low-lying military bases along the coastal areas, have already sectionalized some of their military outposts so that they will not be tied into the grid when the people around them lose all their power. And, of course, you would expect that because they need the military, which is being used with directions to inflict harm and danger upon all of us. And we are the enemy. Most important to understand, Senate Report 93549 talks about the fact that we are indeed the enemy. Again, you need emergency power backup for communications as well. I talked about that. And you will need equipment in order to survive these lengthy outages, dependent on where you are in the country and the world. Very cold areas are going to be very difficult to survive in. They know this. Millions are expected to die. In fact, there are documents. There is the genocide treaty that I talked about a number of years ago, adopted by the United States in 1998.
That was to
kill all Christians and just about everyone else. So, again, take steps immediately to protect yourselves, because we are at a catastrophic risk right now for horrific loss of life, widespread destruction of property, and complete societal breakdown. And I can't underscore that enough, Pastor Butch. So I hope all the listeners will do all they can while they can to promote the first round of attacks on us. And I don't mean the first, because there are many attacks, but this is going to be one of major consequence for everyone. Again,
well, obviously, I was going to say, you've been telling people this for a lot of years in much detail, much more than details than I even know myself, but information coming in to me from very reliable sources that we're going to see a lot of changes. We're going to see more weather wars to destroy the crops this year. We get colder early this fall, folks, much colder earlier in the fall. And there's going to be another wave of some kind of virus. They say it's going to be much more deadly than the first one. I don't know. Of course, Revelation 6 talks about all this. It's all in there, folks, from the taking away from peace from the earth. I mean, our nation's fighting among itself right now and riots in the streets. We're seeing famines in the world. All these things that come about right now, Revelation 6 talks about. And Deborah Tavares has done her best to help you understand that. Go to her website, stopthecrime.net. Stopthecrime.net and check out info. Folks, flat out time. Thank you, Deborah. Can you hang on for a second when we got the air here? I want to just talk to you.
Absolutely.
A minute, okay?
And everyone, please go to the website, listen to the YouTube videos, and get prepared.
All right, folks, I'll see you tomorrow night with Pastor Everett Ramsey. Have a great evening. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.